All right, it's 8:40 on the ticket. About 30 minutes ago, we did the segment on the Kristaps Porzingis story. He was jumped by three Russians at a Latvian nightclub. He was bloodied. The video is out there, and the Mavericks are looking into it. Well, joining us now on the Buyer's Barricade ticket hotline is one of those Russians who jumped Kristaps Porzingis outside the nightclub. I'm sorry, sir. Our producer told me your name, but I forgot your name. It's very Russian, from what I understand.
Yes, yes, Dmitry Dropov.
Dmitry Dropov.
Yes.
Well, welcome to the program, and we need to find out why...
I dropped off some justice to Porzingis.
That's he dropped off some justice?
That is right, yes.
Well, what happened? I mean, why would you...
Let me tell you this, I'm being besmirched. I'm being besmirched on your station and all the other stations as well.
How?
Yes. Porzingis got what he deserved. Okay.
What did he do wrong?
Which was a lazy boy across the forehead. For a betrayal.
Betrayal?
Yes, Porzingis had promised us, and we believe that he was going to, we thought he was going to play for New York.
Uh-huh.
And we placed a lot of money on that. And then he becomes a Maverick, and you ask me what I think of Porzingis now that he has gone to Mavericks, my answer to that is he's a bitch. Okay?
Oh, no, come on.
Sir!
You ask me, and that is what I say.
That's the most callous response.
He is a bitch because he is a bitch then.
So, Mr. Dropoff, well, can you watch your language?
Look, I have my Russian friends in club in fair fight. In fair fight, we win.
That's not fair if it's 3-1 and you sucker punch him and jump him outside the club.
Yes, but he go to Mavericks. So we hit him with high chairs and ottomans and sleeper sofas, all manner of seating devices.
But you understand he was traded to the
high
Mavericks.
Chairs.
Yes, yes. But he could say no. He could say we remain in New York the way Russians want us.
Well, he may have called for the trade, too. There is a report that, he was the one who started all that.
So maybe he deserves this.
But we will take advantage of this. We are Russians. We will make good of it. This will be our way of getting to Mark Cuban.
Cuban?
What?
Yes, we think he will run for president. We want to influence the next election, too. We will do it through the Porzingis route.
I don't think that's going to have anything to do with...
Yes. You are a bitch.
Oh, come on.
I can hear you now, and I can tell you now to your face on the phone that you're a bitch. Okay?
Well, look, that's not solving anything.
Cuban will be easily influenced by the Russian because have you seen Shark Tank?
Yes.
Yes, Mark can be influenced easily. If Shark Tank was filmed before Mark Cuban got his makeover, it would be called Shark Teeth.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Words of war.
Are you trying to start a war? Please, go ahead. Yes, you've got all the answers. Go ahead.
Well, no, I don't have the answers. We're trying to get the answers of what happened in Latvia.
This is big job, right? Big job.
Yeah, yeah.
You think you're big. International chirp. Yes, international.
I don't think I'm anything.
You're not popular in my country.
Well, I wouldn't think I would be.
I doubt very seriously you're popular in your country.
I don't know if I am.
Yes. Go ahead. Impress me. You tell me what
I did. I'm not trying to impress you. I'm just trying to...
No, you tell me what I did. I got the baby's high chair. I crack it over his neck. You tell me what I do wrong.
Well, that's what we heard, that you jumped him. It was 3-1.
That's assault.
Sucker punch. Yeah.
That's wrong.
Yes. So what? In Russia, we have no laws against assault.
Well, over here we do. That's not the way... By the way, how are you such a Knicks fan? That doesn't make sense to me.
I love Scottie Pippen. And when boy, I love the Patrick Ewing.
Okay, Ewing, I get.
What about Pippen? That doesn't make any sense.
Ewing, I understand. Okay.
You love Patrick Ewing.
Scottie Pippen is what gets me into NBA. Patrick Ewing, what make me Knicks fan.
Okay. All right,
Scottie
I guess.
Scottie Pippen, greatest Chicago Bull of all time.
Yes.
Whoa.
Some would argue, but
Jordan, that was pretty good, too.
He was great.
Not a single player better than Scottie Pippen in Bulls history. We love Scottie Pippen. Listen, we will break you, your entire country, because of what you have done with Porzingis going from New York Knicks to Dallas Mavericks.
Right, it's not that big a deal.
Back to that. It's not
this
that big a deal. Trades?
I talked with Putin. He agreed this is a special case. Very special. We will now launch our nuclear warhead.
No. You're not even in the military, are you?
Let me say this now, that we feel in Russia, to a man, that Corby wronged engineer Tony at Compound, and we will seek revenge.
Oh, gosh. What do you care about that?
Let me tell you this. I tell you now. You listen with your ears, you stupid job.
Okay.
This Corby that you speak of,
uh-huh,
the one that is on Hardline.
Yes, he's on Hardline.
He is, and without a doubt, will always be a bitch.
Okay. Mr. Drop-Off. That's your go-to word.
To your face that he is a bitch. The nuclear warhead will be coming, and they aim straight for Porzingis condo in Uptown.
Man, that's a terrible threat you're making right now.
Dimitri out.
Okay. There goes Dimitri Drop-Off from Russia or Latvia, somewhere.